Now more with Frank Gaffney.
One of the great privileges of this program is being able to visit regularly with a dear friend and much admired colleague, Diana West, the author of Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. She's been a longtime syndicated columnist. You can catch up with her work regularly now at dianawest.net. And we can also offer you the chance to catch up with her weekly right here. Thank you, Diana. It's good to have you back as always. Welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about your reaction. I'm sort of taking stock with all of my friends this morning about the president's address to Congress last night. What did you make of it?
Well, it was a bell ringer. It was a wonderful event. I had one of those moments where I was just flashing back to a year ago at this same time and having one of these kind of new realizations that Donald Trump is president, having gone through this remarkable, unprecedented campaign to get there. And the notices are excellent. I mean, this was widely received positively. And he was sounding a lot of the themes that got him there. I think that for me, the memorable line is, my job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America. Many things follow from that.
Indeed. And I want to talk about the reaction of the Democrats to that statement. I discussed it a short time ago with Congressman Hoekstra. But before we do that, Diana, I mean, this really was, in a way, the leitmotif of the speech. And I think the fact that he's getting such rave reviews for it, I don't know whether it was a function simply of low expectations or whether people just were very much impressed by the sort of presidential tone and demeanor that he communicated. But just as one of his early supporters and very strong ones at that, talk with us a little bit about how important that idea is as a sort of organizing theme for the Trump presidency.
Yes, well, this is the theme that set him apart from all other candidates, not only in 2016, but certainly in my lifetime. A candidate running with a hierarchy of interests supremely and clearly topped by American interests, not American acting in concert with X, Y, and Z, not America as part of a global system, but what are American interests? And for Donald Trump, it was defined initially by a border, which was, again, something we did not conceive of in our political life. This was not something discussed. And it went on from there, including, of course, his immigration policies and essentially a reordering of American interests as American interests. And I think that this has just been a consistent theme of his campaign. I think it's exactly why he was attacked so mercilessly and continues to be attacked this way. And when you actually go back and view some of his interviews from across his life, starting from about age 30, these are consistent beliefs of this man, and now he is bringing them to, remarkably enough, the point of execution. It's truly stunning. I think he is consistently underestimated in terms of his own true philosophical principles that have shaped his worldview and that make me very comfortable with his worldview, because I think he has our interests at heart, which is saying something.
It is saying something that you have to observe that it is saying something, you know, really. As you were talking, Diana West, I was thinking of one of those places where we've seen the United States subordinated for years now to the so-called international order of things, specifically to the idea that we cannot act without a UN mandate. And I haven't talked about it on the program, but a week or so ago, I guess now maybe two, Nikki Haley, our new ambassador to the United Nations, took the opportunity to speak on the record, on video for that matter, about the experience that she had in the UN Security Council observing it trashing Israel. And President Trump, of course, spoke about Israel in the most effusive way yesterday. But give us a flavor of what a sea change that is, that we're not going to be doing things on the basis of what I think John Kerry famously described as a permission slip from the UN.
Yes, well, that was an extraordinary statement from our UN ambassador, Haley. a window on the sickness in these circles of this really fetishization of Israel as the source of all evil. And what she came away with was, this is absolutely crazy and wrong in the terms of Israel not causing problems X, Y, and Z, from ISIS beheadings to terrorism here, there, and the other place, to all kinds of chaos and problems across the world and certainly in the Middle Eastern region. So this was a reality check that was most welcome and surprising, because we don't get that kind of frankness from our officials. Everybody, once they go to the UN in particular, most of our ambassadors, and certainly in the last 8 years, have been interested in joining that club and working with that permission board and being a part of it. And it really acts against all manner of American interests, and also just in this case, just simple honesty and morality. And it was a breath of fresh air to hear about this.
John Bolton being a notable exception, I think, to that general practice, of course. Diana West, let me ask you about one other thing. And as I said, I talked a little bit about this with Pete Hoekstra earlier in the program. He was actually on the House floor, I think, or somewhere in the chamber, and observed firsthand what I was noticing on the videos of the Democrats sitting on their hands, among other things, during the president's comments about representing the American people. There was the women in white. There was the scene of them bailing out the moment the thing was over. The opposition response, an Hispanic speaker, DACA gal, and so on. There's also the issue, Diana, of this new leadership of the Democratic Party. Tom Perez, a radical leftist who has been an enabler of the Muslim Brotherhood for years, eked out a victory over the Muslim Brotherhood operative, who is also running, Keith Ellison, made him promptly his number two. Give us a flavor of what on earth is going on here. You've studied all of this in notably the prism of your terrific book, American Betrayal, but who are these people and who do they represent, do you think?
Well, it remains to be seen whom they represent. It's extraordinary to me because they no longer even seek to have a facade of moderation. I mean, in choosing and elevating Perez and Ellison, the mask is off, and this will be our job to discuss exactly the kinds of things that these two men have been advocating, have been working for from lofty positions inside the government, to be sure. But now, as the face of the Democratic Party, just strategically speaking, I am shocked only because, to me, it would seem to be alienating a mass of Democratic, potential Democratic voters, which makes me think that that's really not what this is about. This is about an escalation, perhaps, of their strategic plan to undermine this presidency, going back toward the community organizing, protests in the street, anti-democratic tactics that may be something that they give their blessing to. I mean, we will have to be watching this, but in terms of their own extremism, as we can examine in their own records, it's truly startling to me that they are now in this position of prominence as the face of the Democratic Party. If I were a Republican strategist, I would think this is a great thing because this will be very easy to run against. On the other hand, this looks like a war party, a war room on its face.
I think it does. Diana West, I know you will be following it closely and shedding light on it at every turn at dianawest.net and here at Secure Freedom Radio. We look forward to doing it with you in the days ahead. Keep up your great work. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, Peter Husey joins us. We'll be talking with him about Donald Trump's commitment of, what he called one of the largest buildups of our military. Will it be? And what will it be for? And will it make a difference? All of that and more, straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.